Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you're all doing well. It's early on Tuesday, the 10th of November, and I can't see the time anymore because my phone's gone weird. It's 9:47 a.m. Now I'm sitting in the old house on the sofa. The usual noise of houseishness is anti-present this morning because there's not a lot left in the place, you see? And then I will move over to the other place and start doing things and all that sort of thing. So every room in the house is quiet. Nothing is turned on anywhere except the fridge, potentially. Don't think we've missed any plugs. Nothing's plugged in any of the sockets. Last things then, the movers have come to disconnect the cooker and the washing machine that we're not taking with us. And then they will start actually moving stuff out of the house into the new. It's not usually this quiet in my house. Those that know me well will know that there's usually a fan or two on, and that's the door. I don't know who that is, so let me zip down the hallway and find out. Hello? Oh, hello, you. That would be my lovely wife, who I guess left her key behind, but that's all right, because I'm sitting on the sofa doing nothing anyway. And that's the sound of our intercom. It's obnoxious. The new house has actually a ding-dong doorbell. Two ding-dong doorbells, actually. There is a wired and a wireless one. And that's her phone ringing. And she's not here to answer it. Oh, well. So there's a wireless doorbell upstairs, hanging on a nail on the wall. And it takes three batteries. And it's between the kids' room and the bathroom. It's quite loud, so we may turn it off at night or unplug it. And I noticed that downstairs next to the ding-dong doorbell box is a thing on the wall. And I guess what they've done is wired that wireless transmitter into the switch. So when you press the doorbell outside, it triggers both of them. Because they go off within a second of each other. Quite clever, actually. Not bad. So that's how that works. I want to find the frequency of it and be able to trigger it from something that can send a signal. Maybe I can use my SDR. I've got an SDR. Recording resumed at 9:55 a.m. I had a phone call. The same person that called my wife called me. It's the lady who works for Brent Housing, who comes to read the meter and to make sure that, you know, we leave the property and that they have a proof of the fact that we've left on this day. So any electricity after that is not charged to us, which is very good. And that sort of thing. I'm sitting surrounded by boxes. Anyway, I was going to just say this is my last move from this property, hopefully ever. I'm sure it will be. So the next time you hear me from this particular platform on this particular device, it should be from somewhere new and exciting. That's really it. I went on a ramble, but, you know, that's all right. That's what happens, isn't it? Anyway, wish me luck. Wish us luck. The kids have it easy. The kids go to school from the old house, and they come back to the new house after everything is unpacked. Well, I say everything. Hopefully at least, you know, 70% of it, because we don't like living out of boxes, we hate it, so that's the thing. Anyway, thank you for listening, if you did, and if you didn't, no worries. Take care, and I will speak to you all eventually.